The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London and see what they're saying over there about the airstrikes on Syria. Theresa May did not go to the Parliament, so she doesn't have parliamentary authority. Adam.
Yeah, big thing about that, because she's the first Prime Minister to do that since before Tony Blair. There again, there's no legal requirement to ask Parliament, but she will address Parliament here when it turns into Monday, and there'll be some hard questions to answer. But a couple of former bigwigs, former head of the British Army, General Lord Dannett, says the missile strikes were wholly right, and a former Royal Navy Admiral Lord West suggests that the attack was a pinprick, and if there is to be a next one, it could be, as he put it, a great big hammer. And I guess that's the point. Is that a one-off, or do we get more of these?
Yes, well, I mean, with Donald Trump, I suppose it's a good thing. You can't second-guess him, but I don't think Assad would be too concerned about what's happened to date. But you can't, I don't know, you can't have Britain and America and everyone solving the problems of the world. It's terrible, terrible stuff, isn't it? Now, look, please be honest with us. We here are utterly embarrassed about both the opening and the closing ceremonies. And if that was the representation of what Birmingham is going to offer, then we won't be booking a ticket to Birmingham either.
Do you know what, though? I think maybe like me, you're not a fan of the opening and closing ceremonies. I mean, there are some people who stand there and tell us how wonderful and colourful and diverse and vibrant they are, but perhaps we're not entirely buying that. But you know what? A closing ceremony is just that, isn't it? It's just really a handing over of the baton. And I guess if it was a sort of sheepish, somebody comes on from Brum and the Gold Coast and shuffles off into the night, it would be a bit rubbish. So they make a song and dance of it. But you know what? Birmingham gets an awful lot of bad press. I mean, particularly the UK gets a lot of
bad press.
Well,
they didn't help themselves last night.
No.
If that's representative of Birmingham, as I said, I won't be buying a ticket. I'm telling you. What?
Listen, you'll get the best curry you've ever had in Birmingham. That alone is worth the trip.
All right. I can be your guest, okay? Invitation accepted.
Bilal's on me.
All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.